This episode of Mothers Who Kill contains graphic content and is not advised for those under the age of 18. This case also pertains to child abuse. If you are a child who is being abused, or if you know of a child that is being abused, please call or text 1-800-422-4453 or visit www.childhelphotline.org to chat with someone. All calls, texts, and chats are confidential. Hey y'all, it's Stacy, and you're listening to Mothers Who Kill.
This is baby Brianna. They raped her. They beat her.
Massive bruising on the head. And then her little fingers were lacerated. Toes.
She had bite marks on her face, cheek, head, arms, legs, chest, torso, everywhere. Literally bruised from head to toe. From the top of her head, all throughout her body, all the way down to her big toe, on her right foot.
On July 19th, 2002, baby Brianna died. Investigators say Brianna's mother, Stephanie Lopez, father, Stephen Lopez, and her uncle, Andy Walters, were responsible. The night before, Stephen and Andy threw Brianna to the ceiling, then let her slam to the ground. And they had raped her, time and time again. Mom had bitten her child. The source of the other bruises remains a mystery.
Bite marks throughout her body that were old and new. She had skull fractures that were old and new. She had bleeding on the brain that was both old and new, which means she had been abused physically her entire life.
And while all the abuse was going on, another uncle and a grandmother knew, but never reported it or tried to stop it.
Hey guys, today I am bringing you the case of Stephanie Lopez, or as it's more publicly known, the case of baby Brianna. As the warning states, this case is extremely graphic. It deals with infant rape and child abuse. I really do not recommend anyone under the age of 18 listening. The definition of a mother is to bring up a child with care and affection. A mother is to love, cherish, and above all, protect her children. Stephanie did none of those things with Brianna, so we will call her a monster instead of a mother. Brianna Mariah Lopez was born on February 14, 2002 to Stephanie Lopez and Andy Walters. The couple lived with their 18-month-old son, Andy's mother Patricia Walters, and Stephanie's twin brother Stephen Lopez. Brianna should have been welcomed home with hugs, snuggles, and kisses. Instead, her abuse started almost immediately. The abuse began with shouting combined with pinches and slaps when she would cry, but it quickly escalated. Before long, she was being thrown, kicked, and punched around the home. And just weeks after being born, Andy and Stephen began to rape and sodomize Brianna. Instead of stopping the abuse, Stephanie added to it by pinching and biting Brianna when she was fed up with her crying. After 5 months of abuse, rape, and sodomy, Brianna's suffering ended on July 19th, 2002. Before I continue with the police report and the autopsy, I want to remind everyone that this is a brutal case and it is not for the faint of heart. The following is a timeline of events according to police documents. On Thursday, July 18th at 6 p.m., Andy Walters stopped to buy a case of beer and headed home. He, Stephanie, and her twin brother Stephen drank throughout the evening. It's said that Stephanie went to bed after about 3 beers, and according to court documents, Andy and Stephen admitted to playing with Brianna. The police records show that they threw her into the air, causing her to hit her head on the ceiling 3 times and then dropped her onto the floor 2x. Andy told investigators that Brianna was conscious and crying. At around 12:30 a.m. on Friday morning, Andy fell asleep, not knowing where Brianna was. At 3 in the morning, he said he awoke to find Brianna on the floor near the bed. He said he wrapped her in a blanket and put her in her bouncer. At 7 a.m. Friday morning, Brianna needed a diaper change. Her monster asked about the bruises, and her sperm donor admitted that he and the rapist's uncle played a little rough with her the night before. The sperm donor changed Brianna's diaper, took a baby wipe, wrapped it around his index finger, and inserted it into Brianna's anus. The complaint also states that he admitted that he bit Brianna on several occasions,
but that he was not the only family member to do so. He also told authorities that Brianna's monster pinched and threw her out of frustration. The rapist uncle admits to throwing Brianna in the air and not catching her. He also claims to having sex with Brianna. I'm sorry, it's rape, not sex, you fucking idiot. And he also added that her sperm donor penetrated her on several occasions as well. By 7 a.m. on July 19th, 2002, Stephanie checked on Brianna. She was not breathing, so she called 911. By 11:10 a.m. on Friday, July 19th, 2002, Brianna was pronounced dead. Brianna's autopsy revealed that she died as a result of cranial cerebral injuries. She had bruising and scraping throughout her head as well as on her upper forehead. She had extensive injuries to her head and fatal injuries to her brain. She had bleeding within the membranes around the brain as well as around the nerves of her eyes. An examination of the membranes around the brain showed the presence of old and new blood, indicating that Brianna had received a separate brain injury in the past. Her optical nerves were filled with fresh and old blood, indicating that she had been violently shaken on at least two occasions. Brianna suffered two rib fractures on the right side of her chest several weeks before her death. She also had bracket handle fractures on both of her thigh bones, as well as a fracture through the top of her left arm. These injuries were the result of her limbs being forced, twisted, or yanked. Okay, guys, this is where the autopsy gets graphic. So, as if her other injuries were not enough, the autopsy shows signs of anal and vaginal injuries. Brianna had significant abrasions on her buttocks that went all the way into her buttocks. This is consistent with sexual abuse. Immediately after Brianna was pronounced dead, a nurse observed that her anus gaped open with no muscle tone. The autopsy revealed that it was dilated to a full inch. An internal exam showed an injury from a half inch to an inch deep inside the anal opening and vaginal injuries to the labia minora, including three small injuries to the hymen. I have personally never understood rape, but the rape of an innocent child, especially an infant, makes me furious and sick to my stomach. These guys were not men. They are the monsters of our nightmares. And during his interrogation, Brianna's sperm donor was shown a photo of her anus. He became very upset and profane, saying that the police were not going to find any semen. He stated that he wiped her butt with a baby wipe, wrapped the baby wipe around his index finger, inserted the wrapped finger into Brianna's anus up to the second knuckle at the middle of his finger. When he removed the finger, he said that there was a bit of blood there. As if sodomizing his five-month-old daughter with his finger is any better than them finding semen in her little body. These people were monsters. There's no other way around it. They weren't parents. They weren't family members. They were monsters. Okay, y'all, I'm not going to get into the trial. There's way too much to get into. If you're really interested in it, just Google it. There's a lot of information. Instead, I'm just going to jump right into the sentencing. Okay, so Stephanie Lopez was sentenced to just 27 years in prison. She was convicted of negligently permitting child abuse. In 2016, the New Mexico Department of Corrections said that it was almost certain that Stephanie would be released as early as October of 2016, provided that she found a suitable home and could meet the requirements of her release conditions. Of course, the public was outraged, and several online petitions popped up in an attempt to have her parole revoked, which would require her to serve her full 27-year sentence. However, the New Mexico Department of Corrections made it very clear that Stephanie was only charged with child abuse, and at the time of her conviction, it was not considered a violent crime. They stated, she is entitled to early release or parole with good behavior credits if she continues with her good behavior. She is protected under the law in which she received a deferment and is expected to be released in October of 2016 at the latest. Stephanie Lopez was released from prison on September 25th, 2016, just 13 years after Brianna's murder.
The mother of baby Brianna, Stephanie Lopez, was released from prison today after serving 13 years of her 27-year sentence. Brianna, who was just 5.5 months old when she was raped and murdered in 2002, became the catalyst for change in New Mexico child abuse laws. Her mother, who was convicted of negligent child abuse resulting in death for doing nothing to stop the abuse and for child abuse for biting her child, was allowed to earn good time and only serve 50% of her sentence because her crimes were not considered serious violent offenses at the time. Today, Lopez walked out of the women's prison in Grants. A corrections spokesperson says she will be moving out of state, where she will serve 2 years supervised parole. Governor Susana Martinez, who prosecuted the case as district attorney back in 2003, reacted today to Lopez's release.
Someone she should rely on the most wasn't there for her and was killed by other men who tortured her and raped her. Her mom was nowhere to be found. She should not be walking the streets of this state or anywhere else.
Baby Brianna's case did spark a change, lengthening sentences for many types of child abuse and making intentional child abuse resulting in death a mandatory life sentence. Now, Brianna's dad, Andy Walters, is serving a 63-year sentence in another state. Stephanie's twin brother, Stephen, is serving a 57-year sentence.
Andy Walters was convicted of intentional child abuse resulting in death or great bodily harm. Conspiracy to commit intentional child abuse resulting in death or great bodily harm. Criminal sexual penetration of a child under 13 in the first degree. Intentional child abuse not resulting in death or great bodily harm. And negligently permitting child abuse. He was sentenced to 63 years in prison. Stephen Lopez was convicted of intentional child abuse resulting in death or great bodily harm, conspiracy to commit intentional child abuse resulting in death or great bodily harm, and sexual penetration of a child under 13 in the first degree. He received a 57-year prison sentence. Brianna's grandmother, Patricia Walters, and her uncle, Robert Walters Jr., were each convicted of failing to report abuse resulting in death, and both received a sentence of 2 months in jail. Brianna's death is believed to be one of the worst cases of child abuse in New Mexico. Her case left lifelong effects on Detective Lindell Wright, who was the first officer to see Brianna after she died. Detective Wright remembers seeing her and thinking, "I've got a lot to do." He says he's seen a lot during his career, but Brianna's case will haunt him for the rest of his life. "I cried my eyes out," he said. "It will stay with me for the rest of my life. It tests you to the point where you're not sure if you can speak. You're afraid that the emotion will take over." Brianna is never far from the detective's thoughts. He says, "It drives me to work harder to prevent, to be a voice for every child of abuse. That's what it does." At the time Brianna was murdered, a person who committed intentional child abuse resulting in death faced a maximum of 18 years in prison. Governor Susana Martinez has said, "18 years for the life of a child, I thought that was absurd." There is only one picture of Brianna without bruises, and Detective Wright took that picture. He said, "Before they started the autopsy and her little face was lying on a white sheet, and I thought she looks asleep, so I just took the picture." That picture was photoshopped to edit out all of her marks, bruises, and scars, and this is the Brianna that the community likes to remember. This picture also hangs on the wall next to Governor Susana Martinez's desk. She says, "It's a reminder, of course, of why we do what we do. If you forget, you will either become calloused or you will become jello. You can't do this job well unless you are in the middle, and that's a good reminder of why we do it." It took 3 years of trying, but in 2015, Senate Bill 166, also known as the Baby Brianna Bill, was officially signed into law by Governor Bill Richardson. The bill made child abuse, which results in death, a first-degree felony in New Mexico and set the mandatory minimum sentence at 30 years in prison. Before we go, I wanted to give you all the child abuse hotline information again. You can call or text 1-800-422-4453 or visit www.childhelphotline.org to chat with someone. Please help end child abuse. Thank you guys so much for joining me for this case, and we'll see you next time on Mothers Who Kill.